Style and hopefully letting other women see it and then they get some type of inspiration from it so that way, you know, everybody can look good.
Absolutely. I agree with everyone looking good, and I mean, I follow your blog, so that's exciting.
Thank you so much.
I'm sincerely jealous that you get invited to all these really cool parties.
Girl, listen, if you only knew, it's not even like invited. I like buy tickets still. There's no invitation. I'm still in the process. Yeah, it's a process.
You know? Okay. Don't admit it. Just be like, yeah. No, she's very honest, you guys. She's like an authentic.
I'm honest.
We love her.
Yeah. She's not a narcissist like me, so. Because I would be like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Know that I'm not about to go on death. If I got to buy another ticket.
Won't be buying
tickets. Yeah, because you know, we'll know to buy the one when she's standing up. You ain't even got a seat. I'm calling for my hello. What about if I ain't got no cake?
Recently graduated from college. Shout out to Bennett College for Women in Greensboro, North Carolina. Whoop. But I was just in my apartment and I really felt it on my heart that I needed to do something after graduation. And I didn't know exactly what it was, but when the days kept coming and they kept going, I was just like, okay, I really need to do something. And when I started my blog, it was just like, okay, we in this. I'm here now. So Let's start this journey.
Okay. So why a curvy girl? Because you look curvy. No, I'm joking.
You know, I was about to say, I've been curvy all my life. I've been a size 16 since the age of 13. So it's just been all I've known. I've been through the ups and downs of trying to find something cute and then having to shop in the same store as my mom because nobody actually was out there to really be out there for a plus size woman. I always had to shop in the department store and feel the need to at least try to squeeze into this cute stuff, but knowing I can't fit it. So I was just pushing the limits sometimes. But that's really all it was.
Oh, nice. Not exactly nice, but you know.
It is what it is.
It's nice to know the journey.
Exactly. The industry has grown since then, though, and it still has, you know, things that we can grow on, but it's definitely better than what it was, like, 10 years ago.
Definitely. So can we look forward to having a fashion magazine from you at some point?
Me having a fashion magazine? I don't know. Possibly. It could be in the works. I have no idea, but being in a fashion magazine, you know, in those little footnotes that say, you know, stylist, that probably be me. So, yeah, I'm more of a behind the scenes type of person.
Really?
Yeah.
Just know in my heart, it's sad.
She just wants everyone to be enough. And then she needs to know that she would be special.
Oh, no, behind the scenes is fine for people.
I'm always behind the scenes, and I think that's why I really find, like, a joy in being a stylist. It's just, like, my work is being put up in the front, but it's not me who people see. They see me, but they see the person who I worked for and see them grow up and look all good and all that.
Well, dude, we might have to hire you. I'm not 16, but I can eat my way there.
No, listen, you don't even have to eat your way there. I work with anybody. So, like, seriously, if you need somebody, I'm here.
Awesome. So quick question. What do you think we should be purchasing this time of year for anybody, like for gifts and stuff for ladies who are curvy?
Even the parties that are going to come
up. The parties that are coming up.
Next year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, next season, actually, because let's just talk about it. April was closer than we think.
Listen, March was closer than we think.
Oh, Christian, stop talking about it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. So I should be asking, what should I or anybody else be wearing to the after party in Vegas for the conference?
I would say something very glittery because I've realized that's a lot that's been in reoccurring. Like sequence dresses or like a sequence shirt or a jacket, or if you want to go all out and get sequence pants, but heck, I'm here for it. I've seen a lot of just bell sleeves on dresses and tops, and then I've seen the bell bottoms too. So that's gonna come back. So that's basically really trying to look in my closet and see what else.
I love it.
I don't know. I'm really a dress person. Like dresses are like my lifesaver. Throw it on and you look cute, and people are like, so what you getting cute for? I just didn't feel like putting two pieces of clothes together. You know?
Exactly. I like that. I'm a huge dress person now, too. I used to always be like, I need jeans. And then I need dresses.
Dresses, like, the first thing, like, if I go on online shopping anywhere, my first section is dresses. Then I go price low to high, because I'm on a budget.
She's like, I'm balling.
Price low, right.
Put on a budget.
So if you had any budget whatsoever, what would be your first purchase?
First three.
Like
the must-have of every woman.
Must-haves of every woman. I would probably get a new bra because I'm a new one. A really good one.
Sound like Jade.
You always start with the bras, people.
I would get some new shoes because that's necessary.
And red bottoms?
I don't know about red bottoms. I mean, I love bloody shoes, but I mean, everybody now has
hair. I know. Even when I spray paint my. No, I do not do that.
See, I thought about doing that, but I was like, hey, you know what? That's pushing it, and I don't want to be somebody call me out and I look wrong. But the third would probably be something nice for my parents because he's done a lot. So do something nice for
them. Something nice for your parents? This is about. I like her now. I mean, I like her.
Oh, wow. Wow,
Lenona, what? I mean, I'm currently in the basement of my parents' house rent free, so I'm feeling grateful about that.
Dude, you were straight up honest today. I was so behind the scenes. I we skipping stuff?
It's something to be said about supportive parents. It's something to be said about people supporting your dreams.
Yes.
Like, even when you're a child, you know, it's really, parents are so important, and I don't know what I would do without mine.
Uh-huh.
They have supported me on this journey, and they have told me that I was the best.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Hello.
It's very important to someone's self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
Choosing to do something very creative, which the world looks at you and laughs. You know, creatives never make it. And it hadn't been for people behind us. I know, two of us, our parents behind us, pushing us to do great things and something that we love,
mm-hmm.
we'd be here. So I can definitely understand why you want to buy them something great. I tell my dad stuff great all the time. And guess what he says? Save that money. And I'm like, I have enough money. You save
that money.
Because something might happen. And you're like,
right. Now,
what?
I ask my parents, you know, like, what do y'all want for Christmas? Because y'all clearly don't need anything. Like, what do y'all want? I ask my father. I don't want anything. Come on now. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to buy you something. What do you want? I don't want anything. Whatever my daughter gets me, that's fine.
No, nope. Exactly.
Whatever. My mom, on the other hand, I want a living application Bible, and I need you to go to Mac for me and get this. I'm just like, okay, that's two different kind of people right there. But all right, I will support both of you.
That's really funny. Like, my mother would have been like that. Let's just talk about how I went to Florida recently, right? I don't know what my dad wants me to give back. And so I ended up just buying him a pen, you know, the ones with all the different colors in it. And I bought it home. He was like, this is the best gift ever. So because I was just thinking I wanted to write in different colors. And so this is great. It's one pen, and I don't have to carry around these four pens anymore. And I was like,
you never know. The smallest.
I was apologizing. Dad.
I'm so sorry I got you a pen, Dad. No, this is beautiful.
And he's like really funny because all his week I've been coming around and he's like, you see, I'm using your pen, I'm underlining. In this book, I'm very excited to underline.
I am so excited.
And I need a different color because you see, like I just switched it. It's nice. So now I know which one is really important.
Right.
Oh my goodness, we so had her on here to talk about fashion.
I know, right? But we got distracted. We're talking about
things
go. With that birth, it's
okay. Yeah.
The people that birthed us, you know, you gotta talk about them too.
You know,
ear stuff
though.
It really has a head cold, you guys. Like, it is bad.
I can't believe it. Anyway, so
what is your future? What are you thinking? How are you gonna expand your brand?
The brand I wanna keep as a blog, you know, post, you know, at least daily, not daily, weekly outfits that I am doing. And, but I want to be like a personal stylist, like, I want to help those who need help and possibly, you know, make it to the big names, you know, if my friends just ever so happen to get famous and I'm still a stylist, that'll be me. But I really want to start my own styling company to help women of all sizes. I was just going to be a plus size stylist, but I realized that there are a lot of women out here who need help and they don't want to admit it, but they do. And they want the help, but they don't know where to go. So I want to be that person to make them comfortable and step out of their comfort zone.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And let's just talk about it as women. Like, I hate to even say this, but society and convention will tell us that we all have our problem areas.
Mm-hmm.
About problem areas, we don't all know, you know, how to cover them, how to conceal them. And let's just be honest. Let's be honest with Sally's sake and say that we never have problem areas.
Exactly.
Honestly, she used to work as my stylist when I was younger.
Nice.
I have a stylist. But anyway, when I was like, oh my goodness, the rear end was always my problem area, and she made it look lovely.
Uh-huh. It is to that. And I just say to like everybody that I've ever styled, is to accept who you are on the inside and then dress it on the outside.
That's it. That's really it.
So what do you think is the future trend for summer?
Future trend for summer, because listen, I love to show my skin, because I mean, I might as well show it off. I want to say probably some type of off-the-shoulder, because off-the-shoulder was in last summer, but I really feel like it will expand over the summer, and probably, I'd say halter dresses. but some really, like, probably designed shorts, because I've been seeing, like, embroidered jeans come back with the flowers going.
Oh, I hate those things. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I hate them, too, but I've seen them on some people, and it just looked really, really good. So I'm really trying to see if they're going to do, like, shorts like that and have it designed on, like, the thigh area or something. But probably shorts and some type of off-the-shoulder dress or something.
Okay, so that would be like, if you could only put three outfits in a suitcase, because you know I don't pay for suitcases. Well, this is the thing. The only reason you ever have a suitcase is for the airline to lose it. That's just our personal opinion. That's some of the airlines are very good, and they never lose your suitcase, and please, you guys, don't be mad at me when I said that, but, you know, we bring a different brand of we're not very fortunate. Uh-oh. If it was going to be one suitcase lost, it would be out.
Right.
And that's normally how that goes. But anyway, that's why, like, I don't do that anymore. So, we have a book tour in Europe, and I like to only bring, like, three little leisure outfits and a head hat. So, I'm rocking my off-the-shoulder dress. That's nice for them.
Right.
And embroidered shorts?
No, I wouldn't say don't do embroidered shorts. Don't do
that. Oh, thank goodness.
Some type of, like, I've been seeing glittery boots, like thigh-high boots. That's been a thing. And I've been seeing, you know, the picture of Beyonce that just came out. She's in shorts and in a sweatshirt, I think, and glittery boots. She got custom made in a darker color. So I would say something glittery on your feet. Any type of glittery shoe would probably be something that you would see transition into, like, the spring and summertime.
I'm wearing glittery jellies. That's exciting.
Glittery jellies. Anything glittery, honestly. Jacket, shirt, that's a thing.
This is fantastic.
Hiring,
so, you guys,
yeah.
You know that we are, like, out of time. So, one last question. Where can people find you? Check you out on the web.
They can find me at stylesofacurvygirl.com. And I'm on Twitter as SOA Curvy Girl. And that's IG as well. And also on Facebook. So, SOA Curvy Girl. All right.
So, follow her fashions, you guys, so you can actually remain fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Would be nice. So, you guys, thank you. First and foremost, coming on. And you guys, you know, you can always check out what your ladies are doing at andreethought.com. The charities are on there, the ladies page, all the way at the bottom. And just remember that wisdom is all around you.
You're open to finding it and accepting it. So, just love you guys from Ramona, and my nails still look decent.
And Jade, bye-bye.